What if you could predict your future? Does this seem too good to be true? It can be done. All it takes is using your mind to give thought to how you want your future to look. What is it that you want to see? How do you want to be? And how do you want your life to go? These questions can be answered by you. This isn't about manifesting, it is about creating. If you want to be healthier, speak to your future healthy self and tell her, what are you doing today to help her be healthier? You want to be happier? What is it that you can tell your future self you are doing today to create a feeling of being happy? Thinner, richer, more of something, or less of anything at all? Dear future self, here's what I am doing today to support you. In this podcast, Dear Future Self, based on the book by the same name, author Susan Axelrod, the Confidence Coach, interviews women who understand the benefit of speaking out what they want for their lives. Why is this important? Because speaking to your future self supports you here and now. What would you say to your future self? Hello, friends. Susan Axelrod here, the Confidence Coach. I have a smile on my face. I love listening to that introduction. I start every episode of this podcast saying, I'm delighted to be here with my guest today. And the truth is, this podcast series does delight me. It has become so profound, a basis of my work in confidence coaching, and the women who have come and shared their thoughts, their wisdom, and their journeys with me in this podcast series. Every one of them has been amazing. Today will be no exception for sure. I'm so absolutely delighted to welcome to this podcast my friend and colleague and fellow coach, Denise Stegall. Hi, Denise. How are you today?
Hi, Susan. I'm great. Thank you for having me today. I'm so excited for our podcast conversation.
I mean, this is so big. In the introduction, I say this is not about manifesting, it's about creating. And Denise, I wanted you on this podcast series because I have watched you for a few years now be in creation mode. I call it generativity, generating what it is that you want. And honestly, we've both had setbacks along the way of this work, and still and all, we're in our deep passion space and we go forward. Isn't that true?
Oh, absolutely. And it's been so much fun creating. I love the phrase creating. I talk to my clients about creating a healthy lifestyle that works for them. It's not, like you said, it's not manifesting. It's not, taking something that someone says you should follow. It really is about creating what works for you and, the life that you want to live.
It is indeed. So today I'm going to read your quote that's in my book, this book, Dear Future Self. Of course, I've based the podcast series on it. And you were one of the people who responded when I gave people an opportunity to write a quote to their future self to be included in the book. So I'm going to share your quote and then come back to you and see how you're feeling about it today.
Sure.
Continue to discover who you are, what you care about, and what lights your fire. Ideas, desires, and beliefs change through time. It is not about a job or a career, but a life well lived. Amazing opportunities will continue to present themselves when you live your truth. Believe strongly in your philosophy. Eat real food, make good decisions, and be accountable, as it has always kept you on track to live your personal, healthy, happy lifestyle and support others who desire health and happiness on their terms. That is your quote to your future self. I want to ask you, how does it resonate with you today?
It sounds like what I'm living, how I'm living today. It's as you were reading that, I was thinking, wow, I said that a while ago. And it's true. I live by eat real food, make good decisions, and be accountable. And that has worked for me for many years. Not that it's perfect or not that I'm perfect with it, because sometimes, you know, life gets in the way and things happen and there's birthdays to celebrate and, you know, cake to eat and wine to drink and all those kind of fun things. But that to me is also part of a healthy lifestyle. Enjoying pieces of life, things in life where you're celebrating, enjoying, and really living life to its fullest.
When you live a generally healthy lifestyle, then those things are fantastic. When you live an unhealthy, unwell, sedentary lifestyle that creates unwell being, then those things can be damaging. And that is the basis of your work and of my work. But also, honestly, it's our personal work. I mean, we do that external work, right? We share it out, but we also do the inner work, don't we?
Absolutely. And we can't bring the external work in unless we do the internal work. You know, when we talk about being authentic and sharing who we are and speaking our truth, these are things that you and I know to be true. We've done the work and continue to do it. It's not like, okay, I've done this, I checked the box, I'm done. We're always moving forward. We're always learning and exploring. And that's one of the things that I love about life, is there are so many things to still learn. Just because you finished college, high school, whatever it may be, doesn't mean you stop there. To me, every day is a learning opportunity.
It is. But it does kind of require an open mindset, right? A growth mindset, yes, to see it that way, instead of the little bit of arrogance that I know it all already. And Lord knows I've been to both places and I like this place better, you know, being in that growth mindset, knowing there's so much opportunity ahead of you all the time. It came up for me just before when you were saying in response to the quote that you wrote in 2022, so it's been quite a while, that you said, wow, I'm really living that way. And so my theory and my thesis started with my third book, which is Dear Younger Self. Mm-hmm. And I knew when I wrote my Dear Younger Self book, when I was writing the articles that became that anthology book, I knew I was going to do a Dear Future Self thesis. But it came up for me now about the Dear Younger Self for you. I feel like your younger self is speaking to me a little bit. What do you think she's saying now?
I think my younger self always knew the path that I needed to get onto. For many, many years, I was a pleaser, I did the things that were expected of me. You go to college, you go to this, you get this job, I checked all the boxes. And it was really, it was, on the one hand, it was fine. I made a paycheck and I lived a pretty good life, but it was an unfulfilling life. And I didn't understand that. My younger self, my inner self knew that, but I had to actually learn that. I had to go through the steps. I had to go through those motions and honestly fall flat on my face one time to be able to pick myself up, dust myself off and go, okay, don't want to do that anymore. What's next? What's new? More importantly, what do I actually want? Because I don't know that I've ever asked myself that. Many, many times, I did the things that people expected of me. And many of us grow up that way. We go to the school our parents want us to go to. We play the sport our parents want us to. Pick the career that they recommend or they kind of push you towards. Or away from a career that you may be interested. I know for me, I actually wanted to be a writer. My goal was to be a journalist. And so many people in my life turned me away from that. Well, as you can see behind me, I did become a writer. I am an author. I'm an international best-selling author and publisher of two books, Healthy Living, Happy Life and Healthy Thinking, Happy Life. The Successful Body actually was what started it. I wrote a chapter for that book. And that just, to me, that was the spark. And so, again, I needed to learn what I wanted. And so my younger self kind of always knew but she was also trying to make sure that I made everybody else happy.
Oh my gosh. First of all, I'm taking notes, just so you know. I'm kind of looking away because I always write because I'm listening. I do intuitive writing. There's a lot to unpack here. The first thing I want to say is thank you so much for your honesty that you haven't always been this person who we see today. Mm-hmm. Our younger, our sisters, as I call it, perhaps our sons as well, sons and daughters, when they look at us today, they see what they see today in their growing maturity, in their growing awareness. But they were too young to know us during the time of this, when you said you fell flat on your face, whatever that was about. They didn't see that. Today, they just see the CEO of a global organization, basically, Living Healthy List, and a best-selling author. But you weren't always this. And in this conversation about dear younger self and dear future self, that to me is like the spectrum, the trajectory where we are exactly today as well, because we still have future selves as well.
Oh, yeah.
So this is, I want to thank you for being honest, because one of my intentions, a deep intention for this podcast series, is to share our wisdom gleaned and gained with younger women in particular. That's mostly my market, but really anyone. So they can know what is available to them if they speak to their future selves. And so I really want to thank you for that. You said my inner self knew. Mm-hmm. I would like to speak about this for a minute or two, because young children don't really get to trust their inner selves. And then you said, I basically became a people pleaser, doing the things that you either thought you were supposed to do or were told that you had to do. And I would like to explore this little bit that my inner self knew. You had the, I call this like an unrequited yearning.
So I understand what my inner self is. I understand that now. At the time, you know, and this was when I was in my 20s, my 30s, even into my early 40s. Like, I was still kind of, you know, I didn't really understand what this inner self person, who that person was, or what it was even about, or even if it was real. And so when I was younger, and this was around the time of falling on my face, I had heard whisperings. You know, maybe it was a dream where, you know, there was a vision or something. And I was like, oh yeah, I'd like that. And then I'd wake up and kind of forget about it. Or when I was in the middle of doing something that I didn't really want to do, whether it was the job that I was working at or helping somebody do something that they asked for my help and my support, but it really wasn't something that I wanted to do, I would hear these whisperings, you know, is this really what you should be doing? Should you really be spending your time doing this? You know, what excites you? I kept hearing this, you know, what excites you? And I didn't know what that was. Maybe to me, it was, you know, I was unfulfilled and I hate to say unhappy, because that seems ungrateful, but yeah, unhappy. You know, I was content. And that's always a word. As soon as somebody says to me that they're content, I know that there's something else going on.
Mm.
I know that because I've been there.
Mm.
It's fine. Everything's fine. I'm content. And I heard myself saying that. And so I actually believed that for a while. But at the same time, as I was saying this outwardly, inwardly, that voice was saying to me, don't do this. Nope, you shouldn't do that. How about, and sometimes like like something totally random would come into my mind. You're like, oh, why don't you go down to the beach today? But it's Wednesday. Why not? I love the beach. I grew up on the beach. I miss the beach. And literally at the time, I lived 45 minutes from the beach. Why wouldn't I go down there? But it wasn't part of, you know, a normal everyday routine. You know, people expected me, you know, yes, I go to work, come home from work. I was, you know, you do the things that everybody expects you to do. Oh, come babysit, come shopping with me. And I never did anything for myself until that one day I actually did go down to the beach. And it was an emotional day. And I don't know, I don't really know what led up to it. Maybe it was a whole lifetime of things. But while I was sitting there at the beach, you know, it was fall, so I wasn't going in the water. It was quiet, but I heard it was quiet and it was peaceful, but at the same time, it was loud because I could hear myself saying, you need to do something different. You need to fulfill you. And I kept thinking to myself, okay, am I talking to myself? Am I a little crazy here? What's going on? But through the rest of that evening, I realized, and there was some emotion. I cried a little bit, you know, kind of got to a point where I was like, I thought to myself, okay, this is not, I can't go continue this. I can't continue my life going forward. I need to do something that I appreciate that is for me, even if it's one thing that was for me. Now, obviously, I still needed my job because I needed to pay my rent, but I wasn't doing anything else for me that I wanted that fulfilled me. And that was a time that I changed that and started doing even little things that I appreciated, that I enjoyed.
Well, would you mind sharing, do you remember about how old you were then? Like around what year it was? Were you in your 30s? Were you 40?
I was 30. I had just turned 30.
Oh, so you were, even that was very young. Okay.
I had just turned 30. Yeah.
Yes. So one of the things you said, I don't really know what happened, but I do know what happened. Nature is one of the windows to the soul. Mm-hmm. And when you went down there and sat and you were in open energy there, even though in that time, you didn't know that language, and neither did I when I was 30, but now I'm saying this clearly, definitely, with intention, so other people who hear us can understand that experience was a spiritual shift for you. You went down to the beach in the middle of the week. You cried, although you didn't sob your eyes out like I do a lot of times. You had this emotional thing come over you, and you know, we're breathing in the salt air or whatever it was. I don't know what kind of beach it was, but the energy.
Atlantic Ocean, yeah.
Yeah, the ocean. That's the energy that I felt, the salt air, the energy of that. And nature serves us in this way. And so I also want to say, Denise, thank you so much, because even another thing that you brought up is you said, I didn't know what it was. And so this is another thing where you and I have a similar journey and have similar methods, which is revealing the truth. You know, the word soul, you know, you said to do the things. No, you said what excites me. You're supposed to do what excites you. And I wrote down language that I heard for me, which is, what is your purpose? What is your true purpose? You know, you said what excites you. You talked about, I'm content, I'm fine. But excitement is what I call enthusiasm energy. Now, even if you're having a bad day, I imagine you still wake up with enthusiasm energy, because of where you are. And so do I. And I have a lot of bad days, to tell you the truth, you know, with some experiences that I've had myself recently. But underlying this is this enthusiasm from what you now know. And then I also want to thank you for saying to us, you know, in this public forum, I was even 40, you know, which I also was. You know, my spiritual shift happened when the first time when I was 32, which was connected to the Oklahoma bombing in 1995. So I know exactly 32, 33, I know exactly when that was. But I had no idea what was happening, like you didn't at that time. So I want our listeners and viewers to hear what you and I are saying, which is, you know, I didn't know then. Basically, it sounds to me like from that time forward, you took small steps in the direction you wanted to go. You said, I never did anything for myself, right? And I did the things everyone expects. Denise, I'm not sure that's any different today for someone who's that age.
I would imagine that that's very true. I think when we're younger, we really younger, where, you know, we kind of are very selfish, like the world kind of revolves around us. And then somehow as we get into our teenage years and into the, you know, our 20s, you know, there are these expectations that are kind of put on us. You know, you study hard, go to school, you know, do well in school, go to college, get a career, you know, and then, you know, kind of work your way up the ladder. But nobody really tells us to, you know, sometimes people say, find something that you love and then find a way to make them, make a career out of it. And in theory, that sounds great. Not always easy to connect it. I think to find something that, you know, you're good at, that you enjoy, is important, you know, whatever the job may be. And then as you grow and learn, the things that really excite you, you figure out that purpose. You're not going to know your purpose at 20. Some people do, and kudos to those people. And I mean, I'm envious because it took me a little bit longer than that.
Right, me too.
But I think it's important to, no matter where we are in life, to continue to do things that excite us. So maybe we have to take a job that, you know, it's not the best job, it's not your favorite job. More than likely, the first job you take out of school is not going to be your last. Just you do that, but at the same time, so you do the job and you do it well. You learn from that. But then you still, on the rest of the time, you do something that excites you. You know, maybe you like to go hiking. Maybe you like to go swimming. Maybe you love the ocean. Do those things. Maybe you love being around people and you want to help people in a different way. Volunteer. When I was in high school, we did a lot of volunteering and it was really fulfilling. But once I got out of college and I was working, the opportunities were there, but they weren't quite in my face. You do have to search them out a little bit. And yeah. I think that's the lesson is we have to search. We have to search for who we are, what we love, what we're about, what excites us, what's our purpose. And it's a long life. We don't need to know today. Mm. What you know today is great. It builds and it helps you become the person, your future self. So yeah. Love who you are today, where you are today.
So in the thesis of Dear Future Self, and it sounds like, again, we have a similar path on this, but I did also grow up in a traditional paradigm where I did all the things and then also, I felt like I needed to know things, but I didn't know them. And I also felt like I had to be there already. Like the there was always the next thing. I have to get there. Go ahead.
So true. Oh my gosh. So true. As you're saying this, like I'm replaying in my head one of the chapters in Healthy Living, where it's that, I'll be happy when syndrome. You know, we're always, you know, putting our happiness off until we reach that next milestone, until we learn that next thing, whatever it may be, you know, finish that new project, we'll be happy when. And by constantly saying, you know, I'll be happy when I do something, that means you're not happy today. You're not focusing on who you are and where you are today. And so projecting all the time into the future, you never actually get to that future because you're always pushing something off. You know, you may get there, but you're already pushing it away again.
Right. So. And so this is so important because I lived this way as well. And even though my book is called Dear Future Self, the magic is actually the reverse engineering. If I want that in my future, then I come back to today in this present moment, here and now. Mm-hmm. What are the small steps that I can take now to move myself in the direction that I want to go? This is why it's creating, not manifesting. Believe me, I know about manifesting. I've manifested a lot in my life, but like we're saying and revealing here, manifesting is a process that a lot of people don't understand. Right. Soul is something people don't understand. They, you know, the magic and the mysteries of all of that, and nature being a window to the soul. You don't have to know that or believe it. Just do, go in nature. And so that is the magic of this thesis. When you took time to sit down in response, because you always respond. You take charge of your life when you see an opportunity, and you thought for a few minutes about your response to the question, dear future self, you know, what would I tell my future self? And then you wrote all these things, continue to discover who you are, what you care about, and what lights your fire. The seed in that actual exercise was implanted. Now, you were you had already done a lot of the work and a lot of the inner work, but you continued, you know, you planted the seeds such that when you're in awareness, how you want your future to be, you water those seeds and cultivate them along the way to get to that place. And then, as you said, sometimes we fall flat on our face.
Such is life. Yeah. And I think that's important too. Those are important milestones. Because if everything is always so easy, then we either don't appreciate it, you know, we're not as grateful for the things that we have because they came easily. So when something doesn't go right, or you do fall out on your face, and mine was a big one, like, you know, I had thought I was going to be getting married to somebody. I left the job that I liked, my apartment. I moved to be closer to this person. And it just turned out it wasn't right. None of it was right. And so the day that I realized this, I thought, oh my God, I've given up everything. Everything of me, everything that I loved, everything that I appreciated for someone else. And I thought, never again, because none of it had anything to do with me. And so I needed that realization. I needed that lesson. And within a few weeks, I had a new job. I moved back to the area that I loved. I was close to my sister and her family. All of the things started to happen again in a very positive way, where for a whole year, it had just been one negative thing after the other, because I wasn't focusing on me and who I was and what I wanted. Not that's being selfish.
No, it's not being selfish, Denise. It's not being selfish. Actually, when we're happier, when we're better, we do better. It's not being selfish. This is such a great, you know, place for us to begin to come to a close. It's not being selfish. Look at what you've done. Those books behind you are yours, but you have given so many other people, you know, coaches and writers and colleagues, an opportunity to be published in books. When you're better, you do better, right?
Yes. Absolutely. And just on that note, one of the authors in Healthy Thinking, she said to me after writing her chapter, and this is exactly what happened to me. She said that chapter sparked something, and she's recently written her own book. And so by doing what I'm doing and by being the better self and focusing on the things that I'm excited about, that excite me, I'm helping other people. And that's what it's all about.
Exactly. That is so great. It's a good place for you to share with us. Even though this is a personal podcast, I can't let the opportunity go for you to share what you're doing. How do people find you? How do they get your books, etc.?
Sure. Well, I'm Denise E. Stegall. You can find me. My website is livinghealthylist.com. And that is a beautiful resource full of health and wellness information. Really, it's that first step. If you're searching for something and you're not sure where to start, go to livinghealthylist.com. You can find great information. You can connect with me there. You can certainly find me on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, either on Living Healthy List or Denise Stegall. You can find me both places. And what I'm excited about is from Healthy Living, Happy Life, my best-selling book, I've created an amazing experience. It's called Forever Wellness Lifestyle, and it's literally life-changing. And so I'm excited to share that with the world. That's what I'm up to. And my books, you can find them on Amazon right now, amazon.com.
Great. Excellent. Denise, just keep going. And when you trip, write yourself. And when you fall, pick yourself up and keep sharing your truth so that other people can understand the journey that it takes some time to live a healthy and happy life. Thank you so much for really, you know, being here and being so forthright with us. I always appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. And thank you for sharing this with the world. You know, so many people are in pain and are lost, and you are, you know, taking it upon yourself to help those people and to lift them up. So I appreciate you and everything that you do.
Thank you, Denise. I look forward to seeing you soon. Take care.